Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Increasing sunshine in the late Tuesday afternoon. The Evergreens are in the field, and we're getting ready for baseball. Here's the Everest defensive alignment. In left field, that's Tommy Alston getting the start today. Cade Sievertson in center, and Nolan Hoppe is in right. The Everest infield, Jackson Miles moves to third base today. Owen Latondras is back at shortstop. Brady Pazar's the second baseman, and that's Brady Sendelbach at first. Brandon Gillick will catch, and Ty Treader wasn't expected to be the Evergreens' number one pitcher. He's inherited that role here, and he's ready to work to Jake Bailey as we are underway. First pitch is an outside corner, close, but ball one, and we're underway. The Warriors lost a lot of their good pitchers from a year ago. This is off the fist and a slow roller to first. Brady Sendelbach has it, and he'll take it to the bag himself. Ty Treader gets Jake Bailey on just two pitches. Here's Mitch Zaronis. These teams split their two games last year, and they were both well-played games. But Wausau West had much more pitching last year. Biggest difference in the Warriors from a year ago to now is the Warriors have lost some of their best pitching. Outside corner strike, Treader to Zaronis. I think Ty Treader, the lefty, is going to be in his comfort zone today. Oh, one pitch. Curve is just outside. It's a ball and a strike. God forbid the Evergreens should be swept by the Warriors. The Evergreens would fall into last place. Inside out swing to center field. Going back a little bit is Cade Sievertson. Sievertson misjudged that, but still is able to get back enough to make the catch. Sievertson's first step was in and then realized he had to go back two steps. Made the play a little bit tougher than he had to, but Cade Sievertson makes up for his mistake. Here's Trevor Clotty with two outs and nobody on. Clotty's one of the few physically imposing players that Wausau West has. Big, tall kid, broad shoulders, takes strike one. Yeah, Wausau West, just like the Evergreens, has not hit all that much this year. And then you couple that with they don't have a lot of pitching. That fastball is fouled back into the catcher's mitt. Brandon Gillick holds it. It's no balls and two strikes. Ty Treader working here on what would be the easiest of first innings. Coming back at 0-2, just missed. Wow. Treader was a step off the mound, headed towards the Everest dugout when that was judged a ball. One ball and two strikes. Treader works quickly when he's pitching. We always appreciate that. Just shook off his catcher there. And Trevor Clotty asks for time. Again, Evergreens and Warriors are scheduled to play on Thursday. We are thinking that the weather may hold off until the late evening on Thursday. Swing and a miss. Ty Treader, super efficient. A three-up, three-down first inning. He threw just nine pitches. The Evergreens are coming up for their half of the bottom of the first when we come back 1 minute from now on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We all have home projects we put off far too long. So what's stopping you? For lots of people, they worry about overpaying and not getting a fair price. That's where Home Advisor can help. Their true cost guide shows you what others paid for similar projects. Then you get matched with top-rated pros in your area. Read reviews, request quotes, book appointments. It's all for free. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
It's always good to be in the know, but it's especially important when it comes to your personal information like your Social Security number. That's why Discover is here to help. They send an alert if they find your Social Security number on any of one of thousands of risky websites. And best of all, this service is free for card members. All you have to do is sign up online. It's just one more way Discover looks out for you. Not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Fox Sports Radio.
We're back at Simon Field where Ty Treader has retired the Wausau West Warriors in order in their half of the first inning. And now the Evergreens are coming up against Mitch Zaronis. Both starting pitchers are left-handers. The Wausau West Warriors defensive alignment, Jake Bailey is in left, Nate Wallard is in center, and Isaiah Piscatello is in right. The Warriors' infield, left to right, is Kian Garski, Cole Osmus, Ty Bailey, and Luke Hanen. Trevor Clotty is catching from Mitch Zaronis, whose first pitch breaks in for strike one to Cade Sievertson of the Evergreens. Sievertson, for this late in the season, is still hitting above 400. 0-for-4 when last seen. This ball is going to have his average go a little bit lower. It's bounced back to the mound. Zaronis fields it and throws over to first. Cade Sievertson's now 0-for-5. He arrives in this game, though, hitting .417. It's always fun when a high school hitter gets this late in the season and is flirting with 400. That's very hard to do. Got to be hot in April and May. Here's Owen Latondras with one out and nobody on. Off-speed pitch, he's a little behind it and fouls it up the first baseline. Owen Latondras for the season, 16 of 51, 314. Owen leads the team in official plate appearances, which means he doesn't walk much. Makes a lot of contact, but also does not get on base, you know, via the free pass. Pitches down low, one ball and one strike. Again, Owen Latondras with a high batting average. If he could somehow get some more walks, work out some of the free passes, could very easily become the Evergreens' leadoff hitter later on. Curve breaks in for strike two. Mitch Zaronis is ahead of Owen Latondras. One ball and two strikes. Again, both teams throw their number ones today. 1-2 pitch, inside-out swing. It's down the first baseline and foul. Over the chain link fence, not quite into the road. And the Evergreens would have figured that Trevor Samuelson would have been the number one pitcher at the start of the season. Got a very late start, fought through some lingering football injury, so it's a role that's been inherited by Ty Treader. Pitch is fouled off to the plate. Foul ball, one ball and two strikes. And Mitch Zaronis is kind of the best pitcher that's left that didn't graduate from Wausau West from a year ago. Chandler Fox was a standout a year ago. Last year was his senior year. Zaronis overthrows there, and that's high and away. Two balls and two strikes. Baseball today from Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks. Zaronis offers his 2-2 pitch. Checked his swing. He didn't go. Pitches down low, and the count fills up on Owen Latondras. I mean, I would tell you that in my heart of hearts, the Evergreens are a better team than Wausau West. But I would have told you the same thing last week against Merrill. Merrill won both of those games. That pitch is outside. No, it's called strike three. Oh, Latondras just rolls his head back like he can't believe it. That curve must have caught some of the outside corner. Owen Latondras goes down looking. And here's Brady Sendelbach. Sendelbach arrives hitting .333. He'll hit with two outs and nobody on. Sendelbach leads the Evergreens and runs batted in 17. That's a high number for a full high school season. Still got a couple of weeks to go here. There's a curve from Zaronis that's right in the same spot and judged ball one to Brady Sendelbach. Zaronis kind of looked in like he thought that was a strike. The last one in the same spot was. Fastball here fouled back. Look out, coming into the road. No car passing. As we've said before, you listen to the games on Fox Sports Wausau. We'll tell you if one of those foul balls is coming towards your car. I see the white Ford is passing a few moments later, so that timing is excellent. One ball and one strike. Sendelbach chops it off the plate. Slow roller up the third baseline is in foul ground, and it's a ball and two strikes. One of the frustrating things about this Everest team, because you thought that they would hit so much better than they have in conference play. We have seen number one pitchers. Some of them were not all that good number one pitchers. Don't have the high velocity or don't have the really good breaking stuff. But number one pitchers have consistently shut down the Evergreens this season. Sendelbach is well out in front of a breaking ball, and he has struck out. Both pitchers with three up, three down innings, and we'll go to the top of the second. D.C. Everest nothing. Wausau West nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
The DC Everest Athletic Club invites you to visit the concession stand and check out the latest DCE spirit wear. Many options available to show your evergreen pride. All proceeds benefit DCE Junior and Varsity Athletics by helping supply the equipment they need to succeed, as well as providing scholarships to graduating student athletes. Enjoy a wide variety of food options, including Polito's Pizza. Managed by staff and volunteers, the DC Everest Athletic Club is always in need of more members. Please consider your time and talent to this worthy cause. Thank you for supporting DCE Everest Athletics, and go Evergreens!
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
The top of the second inning is on, and Ty Treader will face 4, 5, and 6 in the Walsall West batting order. Luke Heyman to lead off. Right-handed batter against the left-handed throwing Ty Treader. Fastball is aimed a little bit. It's down low for ball one. For all of the seniors on both teams, you get the feeling this stage of the season, the time is just getting short. Graduation's, what, 2 weeks away? There's a strike, one ball and one strike. You are down to, what, 4 remaining conference games, probably 8 or 9 more games overall to complete your high school baseball and high school athletic career. Heyman takes a strike, fastball down at the knees, good spot for Ty Treader, 1 ball, 2 strikes. The real world is bearing down like a freight train. 1-2 pitch, swing and fouled off, just got a piece of it. Bounced off either the chest protector or the shin guards of the Evergreens catcher Brandon Gillick. We'll stay at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ty Treader's got a new baseball and is ready to go with his 1-2 pitch off speed. Swing and a miss. Got him. Luke Heyman is the second strikeout victim of Ty Treader. Treader retires the first 6 that he faces.
Ty Bailey.
Walsall West second baseman. Remember, Bailey is a starter from a year ago. Again, Walsall West just lost a lot of personnel. Bailey's way out in front there, swings and misses strike one. Evergreens, you know, again, the future I think looks brighter for the Everest program than it does for Walsall West right now, because Everest has so much young pitching. Bouncing ball to third, Jackson Miles has it, long throw, got him by a step. Jackson Miles is versatile enough, he can play shortstop, play third base like he is today. Strong throw across the diamond. Here comes Cole Osnes to hit. There are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see a student being bullied, stand up and speak out. It's a message from our sister station, WIFC. Brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Kasurik Automotives, and this Midwest Communications Station. Osnes takes strike one. You know, Walsall West seems to want to work the count, but, I mean, that's not going to work if Ty Treader's around the strike zone like he usually is. Bouncing ball to third, a slow roller. Jackson Miles going to have to hustle this low throw. Dug out. Nice play all around. Jackson Miles had to hustle that across the diamond. Brady Sendelbach handles the low throw, and Ty Treader retires the first 6 that he faces. We're moving right along. To the bottom of the second we'll go. West nothing, D.C. Everest nothing. On Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Let's meet at the bar!
The bar at the Cedar Creek Village in Rothschild is your number one for late-night fun. This Saturday, come out for a laugh as comedian Pat McCurdy performs live at the bar. Patio season is here. Bring your friends and sit outside on the relaxing, smoke-free patio. Thursday night acoustic patio nights are coming soon. Live music every Thursday night out on the patio from 6 till 11. Don't forget to sign up for Bocce Ball League starting June 3rd. The bar also offers delivery, catering, and meeting rooms for any occasion. Learn more and check out the daily specials at meetatthebar.com.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Yeah, you've been acting so conspicuous. You flip it on me, say I think so much. You're moving different when we making love.
Alexa, play Who Do You Love?
Okay.
Ooh, do you love now?
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live play-by-play and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are
fly ball, first pitch swinging, it's to left field. Jake Bailey is there and makes the catch. Jackson Miles sees one pitch and is retired. Here comes Tommy Alston. Alston pitched and was kind of a hard luck loser in extra innings in the first game of the Merrill series. Alston at the plate is 0 for 4 this season. Alston starts off with an off-speed pitch. It's in for strike one. Yeah, we mentioned in the last half inning, it's just time after time this season, the Evergreens have been shut down by opponents' number one pitching, and sometimes, just like there's nothing outstanding about the pitching that they're seeing. I mean, against Mitch Zaronis here, that pitch is outside, one ball and one strike to Alston. I mean, Zaronis is a left-hander, so okay, that's a little bit trickier, but Zaronis' fastball's only average. Up high above the shoulders there for two balls and one strike. Zaronis has been able to spot his curveball. Well, okay, lots of high school pitchers can do that. You just think the Evergreens would have more success than they have. Off-speed pitch, this has popped up to left center field. Over making the catch is Isaiah Piscitello. Piscitello, beg your pardon, right center field makes the catch. Tommy Alston's the second out. Neither team has had a base runner so far in this game. And here's Hunter Gipp. And Hunter Gipp's always a threat just to get a hold of one, send it over the fence. Hitting 250 this season, 13 of 52. Hunter gets his hacks when he's up there, too. Pitches up high, ball one. So, I mean, if this is going to be a low-scoring, limited base runner type of game, and who knows, it may not turn out to be that way. We're early, just in the bottom of the second inning. I mean, all the little things will be magnified. Gipp ground ball up the third base side, that's foul. Play made by Evergreen's coach, Dave Langman. One ball and one strike. One thing about both of these teams, both teams have had lousy defense this year. Evergreen's lost when they last played on Thursday. Checked his swing. That pitch is down low. That's not going to be a swing, I don't think. I think Hunter held up. Appeal down to first. Nah, it's a strike. Oh, my. One ball and two strikes. I don't think Hunter went there. Instead, one and two with two outs. Home plate umpire will do some housekeeping before we get the next pitch to Hunter Gipp. Yeah, the Evergreens came undone in just one bad inning in their last game against Merrill. Gave up five runs in one inning. There were three errors. Zaronis overthrows here to Hunter Gipp. That's way up high. Two balls and two strikes. I mean, otherwise, the Evergreens didn't play badly, but I mean, you've got to play well one frame to the next to the next. That one bad inning undid the Evergreens. Trailed 5-0, got back to within 5-4 before losing 6-4. Ground ball to short. Osnes throw across the diamond. That's high, and there's one of the errors. Goes all the way back to the screen. Hunter Gipp will reach. That would have been a close play at first base, but a good throw would have got him. I think that's going to correctly be scored an error. Let's just double-check on that. It is indeed throwing error on Cole Osnes, the Wausau West shortstop. Of course, Hunter Gipp does not run well. Ty Treader was 2-for-2, and sometimes when Treader pitches, he is DH'd for, but Treader will hit here even against a left-handed opponent. So man on first for Ty Treader. Treader had a triple in the last game. Off-speed pitch, runners going down to second base, safe. And boy, Hunter Gipp just lumbers into second base. Hunter is not a thing of beauty on the bases. That was one of the slowest stolen bases you can imagine, but Hunter Gipp is in there. The Evergreens have a man in scoring position. Ty Treader maybe can drive him in on a hit to the outfield here. It's up high, one ball and one strike. Hunter Gipp is not wearing the protective brace on his knee today. He's the runner at second, one ball and one strike. Fouled off here. Ty Treader reached for an off-speed pitch and got a piece here. Not exactly sure why the Evergreens wouldn't use a courtesy runner if it's available to them here. I mean, Hunter Gipp's got kind of that bad left leg or ankle. waiting here in a 1-2 pitch. Two outs, trying to pick up that runner at second base. Treader is out in front on a breaking ball. Swing and a miss. That's strike three, and the inning comes to an end. An error does not hurt the Walsall West Warriors. Two innings complete. Warriors 0, Evergreen 0 on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
It would take me all the time I have to explain who iCar is, so for now, let's just say it officially and nationally rates auto body shops. As a result of their evaluation, only America's top 10% reach gold class. And lucky us, we have a gold medalist just down the road. People from coast to coast know and trust Abra Auto Body. The work we do on your car or truck carries a limited lifetime warranty at any and every Abra location nationwide. From a scratch to paint restoration to a major collision decision, go for the gold. Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
We are back at Simon Field in a fast-moving 0-0 ball game. Ty Treader is out to work the top of the third, and he's faced the minimum, retiring all six of the batters he's faced. You know what? I don't think Ty Treader is going to give up much. Of course, it's super early, and you're not supposed to jinx anyone, but I'm not sure how Walsall West hits against Ty Treader today. Nate Wallert to lead off and takes ball one. Treader's down low. Ty has been ahead of most of the batters he's faced, been consistently around the strike zone. Ty Treader's been good for the Evergreens all year as a starting pitcher. Looks like he's on his game today. It's a little bit up high, two balls and no strikes, to a pretty tall strike zone with Nate Wallert, the center fielder, at bat. This is the first time that Ty's been behind all game. Comes back in here, and wow, that's judged a little high. That was close. Three balls and no strikes. Thought that was right at or just below the letters. Comes back 3-0, taking all the way as Walsall West is still looking for their first base runner. That's a strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Ty's been good at battling back, too, when he's behind in the count. Got a swing and a miss. I don't know, that might have been ball four. That was down at the knees, maybe a little bit lower, and Walsall West, desperate for a base runner. I think Nate Waller just helped Ty Treader out. Come back, 3-2. This is topped off the plate. Foul up the third base side. Baseball today sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing on Walsall's west side. See Baseman's for a great selection of Timberland, lacrosse, and Rocky boots. Baseman Shoe and Clothing, a trusted name for 80 years. Payoff pitch coming. Treader to Wallert. Ground ball to third. Another chance for Jackson Miles, and Jackson's throw across the diamond is true. Ty Treader retires the first seven he's faced. Kian Garski to bat now. He's the third baseman for Walsall West. Four ground outs, a pop out, and two strikeouts for Ty Treader. Efficient. He's about to throw his 26th pitch with one out here in the top of the third inning. So Ty Treader could go deep in this game. First pitch is a swing and a miss. Yeah, this Walsall West team doesn't look like they're such a good hitting team. Evergreens should be a good hitting team. They've struggled at the plate this year, kind of underperformed. 0-1, that's fouled off. No balls and two strikes. Of course, pitching at any level, when you go through the batting order for a second time, it's a little more challenging. Ty Treader here is going through the first time, and he's working to number 8 in the Walsall West order. Garski batting with one out and none on. 0-2 pitch. Tried something off speed that stayed up high. Again, what have been Ty Treader's keys to success this year? He's consistently been around the plate. He's been able to spot his off-speed pitch, too. That one drops in. Ring him up and sit him down. Kian Garski looks at strike three, breaks into the strike zone.
Isaiah Piscatello.
And it is Ty Treader's third strikeout of the afternoon. Batting ninth for Wausau West is Isaiah Piscitello. Two outs and none on. Piscitello's kind of tall but slender. Kind of short but slender. Fouls off the first pitch. Piscitello is a sophomore, whereas the Evergreens have a lot of younger players who are playing varsity this year. Wausau West has mostly juniors and seniors. And then there's Piscitello, who just took a ball, one ball and one strike. Isaiah is the starting right fielder for the Warriors. Swing, pops that off the plate. Is that in foul territory? Nope, foul ball, foul ball. Brandon Jellick tried to pounce on that and was ready to throw to first. Instead, umpire judges correctly that that bounced in foul ground and was played in foul ground. It's a ball and two strikes. Ty Treader gets the baseball ready to go again. Just shook off his catcher. It's maybe an off-speed pitch here. Nope, tries the fastball. It's down low. Bounced off the plate. Then bounced off Brandon Jellick's catcher's gear and came out into the field of play. Two balls and two strikes. Treader bidding to go right through the Wausau West lineup in order that just misses outside and the count is full. Don't want to issue any free passes because, I mean, it is the top of the Wausau West order. 1-2-3, they can hit. 3-2 pitch, that's fouled off. So Isaiah Piscitello will get to see at least one more in this sequence. When the teams were out taking their warm-ups, it was cloudy. Some sunshine working through. Very pleasant late afternoon at Simon Field. 3-2 pitch is just outside. Ball four. Isaiah Piscitello gets a free pass, and he is Wausau West's first base runner.
Left fielder. Jake Bailey.
Yeah, even when Ty Treader misses, he's around the plate. I thought he got some of the plate there, but, you know, I'm 30 feet away. Home plate umpire is 1 or 2 feet away. Jake Bailey bounced out to first his first time up. Hits here with two outs and a man on first. There's a strike. Again, in what looks like a low-scoring game, number one pitcher against number one pitcher. You'll do anything to get a runner into scoring position. So let's see if Piscitello takes off at first base. 0-1 with two outs. There's a throw over to first. Almost got him. That was close at first base. Brady Sendelbach got that ball a little bit on the home plate side of the bag and was trying to swipe it back onto the runner, Piscitello, who is in safely. Don't throw wildly over there. Pitch is outside, one ball and one strike. Now, this is the first time that we've seen Ty Treader from the set, so he's got a slide step home here, so the mechanics change a little bit because of that runner at first base. One ball and one strike. Ty Treader to Jake Bailey. Quick step home. That's strike two. Treader is right on the outside corner, keeping that ball away from the right-handed batting Jake Bailey. Treader's ahead in the count. One ball and two strikes. Want the killer instinct here to bring this top of the third inning to an end. Coming home at 1-2. That should be... Look close. Tough pitch to take. Judged high, two balls and two strikes. Bailey lives to fight again. To be honest with you, that's too close a pitch to take. You live dangerously when you let that one go by. You could very easily be rung up. Bailey's lucky to see another pitch in this at-bat. 2-2 pitch. Runner is going. Swing and a miss. Got him. And the inning comes to an end. Treader allows a free pass. It does not hurt him. The walked batter does not advance beyond first base. The Wausau West Warriors 0, D.C. Everest 0 as we go to the bottom of the third on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Even if you're a big-time basketball fan, there might be a few facts about the game you don't know. Like, did you know the first hoops were actually peach baskets? Or that a warm basketball is bouncier than a cold one? Or that players can run as much as 4 miles during a game? Well, here's another fact that you might not know. It's actually really helpful when you buy a car. TrueCar also helps you get used cars. That's right, TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. Don't get me wrong, they're great for that. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid, so you know if you're getting a good deal before you even buy the car. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or a used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Both starting pitchers are pitching well today. D.C. Everest and Walsall West, players that know each other. They play Legion ball against each other. They see each other around town, and the multiple sport athletes all see each other over and over again in different endeavors. See if the Evergreens can get starting pitcher Ty Treader some runs. Nolan Hoppe leads off and swings and misses. Out in front of an off-speed pitch from Mitch Zaronis, Hoppe steps out before he sees another. Hoppe this season, 3 of 19. He was looking to bunt his way aboard. Pulls the bat back and the pitch is way outside. One ball and one strike. Yeah, the third baseman, Kian Garski, will now play a step in. A little bit beyond, even with the bag here. Not a bad idea to try and get yourself on. Get a leadoff base runner. 1-1 pitch. Off-speed, slow roller, third base side. That is foul. A ball and two strikes. Baseball is sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home, here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one. The Brainerd Funeral Home, proud sponsor of local high school sports. Hoppe is down in the count. 1-2 two strikes. Zaronis leg kicks home. Curveball is inside. 2-2. You know, Zaronis kind of wears his heart on his sleeve when he pitches. He thinks something's close. You can just tell from the body language. He wanted that as a strike, and it was not. 2-2 pitch here is a fastball that's fouled back. 2-2. I spy with my broadcaster's eye some of the Walsall West JVers have made their way over to the field. Our junior varsity game started super early today at 3 o'clock because of a track meet over at Kennedy Park. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And Nolan Hoppe is down on strikes. Mitch Zaronis has 4 strikeouts. Brady Pazar to bat for the Evergreens. Brady has been a sometime second baseman for the Evergreens. He's 2-for-12 at the varsity. Got to chat with his brother Riley after the Merrill game last Thursday. Swing and a miss, strike one. Riley Pazar is helping out with the JV and is attending what was UW Marathon County, now UW Stevens Point at Walsall, which will take some getting used to still. 0-1 pitch here to Pazar. Off-speed pitch, swung and fouled off. Came right back up and hit him in the batter's box. Pazar is down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Neither team has hit safely in this game. The Evergreens had a base runner via an error, got him down to second base. Walsall West has had only one base runner via a walk, and he did not advance beyond first. Off-speed pitch is called, strike three. Brady Pazar sees just 3 pitches, and he is the second out of the inning. Here's Cade Sievertson. Sievertson spent the month of April hitting ninth in the Everest batting order, now moves up to the number one leadoff spot, and why not? He's best at getting on base for the Evergreens. But it is a lefty against lefty matchup here, and the first pitch is bunted. That's a beautiful bunt. It just rolls into foul territory. That's a break for Walsall West. If that ball stays on the chalk or stays just fair down the third base line, there's no play, and Cade Sievertson would be aboard. Instead, it's strike one. You know what? Cade is so fast, he could do exactly the same thing again. Third baseman is in. You drop down that bunt and move it a foot or just a couple of inches into fair territory, that's a hit. 0-1 pitch, not bunting, and takes down low. It's a ball and a strike. We're in the bottom of the third. Hits non-existent. Base runners hard to come by as the Evergreens and Walsall West are playing a nip-and-tuck kind of game. Zaronis reached back for something extra. You see over and over again, they overthrow when they do that. 2-1. One of the things you've got to teach pitchers is that they're even more powerful and more effective when they're within themselves. You reach back for something extra, you usually throw a ball. Reaching out for this ground ball to third, short hop is played. Throw is high to first, but coming down on the bag is first baseman Luke Heyman. Cade Sievertson is retired. The Evergreens go up 3-3 down in their half of the third inning. To the top of the fourth we go, and there's no score between DC Everest and Wausau West on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.